One day remaining.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Happy. Today is Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Picard.
And whether you're waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
Yes, and you can be there for us. Allison, we normally do this on StreamYard, everyone. When Allison and I look at each other, that's the platform we use. Like most of you will know Zoom. It's very similar to that. And it misfired just now as Allison pressed go. And I just heard the countdown for tomorrow.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And it's really funny. So everyone,
that's
make sure you're here.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Magic.
I literally didn't press that.
Yeah, I know. I told you misfired. I mean, there was no
more
explanation. That's
so weird. How do I hear a different thing?
Do love StreamYard, even though sometimes there are gremlins.
Yeah.
So StreamYard, if you want to talk to us, because we're on it every day, let's chat. Let's get our gremlins out. You can be there for us, everyone. This is our second to last. This is our penultimate Daily Happy. But here's the thing. We want you to be happy even after the podcast is over. So what we're all going to do is start over again, right? On Thursday, everyone go to March 20th, 2020.
Or oh, March God.
16th, and let's start from the beginning. No, I'm just kidding. The way that you can be there for us after this podcast is over is keeping looking, terrible grammar, keep looking for those little daily happies every day. We've always talked about how they should be little. They don't have to be. Should was the wrong word there. It's helpful if they are little, because then you're not looking for giant ones. You know, use the traffic signals were all green on the way to work, or, you know, you found an extra swipe on your Metro card that you didn't know was there and you didn't have any cash with you. So whatever that is, there's something that went right today, I promise. And whatever that is, if you can find it, it'll make you pretty happy. It's like a little signal from the universe and us.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
I know.
Oh, gosh. It is a little crazy that it's only going to be one episode left. So if you guys have any last minute things you want to get off your chest, now's the time to let us know. We last still have our weekly podcast, you know, so you can write us in and we can talk about it weekly. But if there's anything that's like you got to get it out and you got to get it out now because you have a deadline, I would write us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com. Let us know, because tomorrow's the last day. You're going to get that daily announcement from us.
It's true. So, but you can still stay connected with everyone if you're on our Facebook group, especially that 10K Dollar Bays group, because a lot of people are posting what makes them happy from time to time. And so head over there and just come out for your daily or weekly or monthly. It's up to you.
Yes.
Dose of happy. What if somebody went on vacation and took like a week and a half off of listening to this? And then they get back and they're like, it's gone. Well, everyone, the writer's strike struck again. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
we just,
I don't think they could do a podcast strike because it's so independent. You'd just be striking against yourself.
Yeah. The reason we can't do a podcast strike is because we don't get paid, because we're doing it for free, Allison. So if we worked for like iHeart and we were being paid full time, and then they told us that we had to talk without any break for like 12 hours and I was losing my voice, I think we'd go on strike.
That's true. That's true.
But I say that just because they're a network. I'm sure they're very nice to their people, everyone. I'm not saying that's what iHeart does.
Yeah. But you can't strike against your passion.
Too deep. I was like really thinking about it too. I was like, what about people who give up on their art because it's just too painful for them? I got really artistic.
Oh yeah, that is artsy.
I have two things I want to bring up.
All right.
The first one is, I have an obsession.
Okay.
That, you know, I could have said on the 10K day, but I'm going to tell you now because I got to get it out. You told me get it out. If I got to get it out,
I did. This is the time.
I think, Allison, I have found the first Star Trek show ever that I thought Allison would love this.
Really?
And I think you should try it. It's called Strange New World. It's on Paramount Plus. I'll give you my login if you want it.
Okay.
Not you, everyone out there, because that's illegal, because I don't know you. But my best friend, maybe that's not illegal. I don't know. Don't tell Paramount.
That's the clause in all of the streaming services. If it's your best friend, it's fine. But if they are strangers, it is against the law.
Do not spread it on your podcast. Yeah, but it's called Strange New Worlds, and it's just slick. It's really great. The writing is great. The acting is phenomenal. The ensemble's really good, but it's also slick enough where I think that you, as a non-Trek person, might be like, hey, that's cool. And last night, I just watched their musical theater episode.
Oh, interesting.
Where that they go into this, like, I don't know, like nebula or something. I don't know, something.
Sure.
And it makes them sing. And they don't know why it's making them sing. And at first I was like, what is this episode? But so then weird. When they break into song, it forces them to do their emotions, to say their emotions. because that's what music does, and it's a security risk to the ship.
So is it a comedy?
Some of it is a comedy, but the songs are really built to be inner monologues of the type that you wouldn't normally get from this crew. So okay. It kind of allowed them to move a lot of emotional arcs forward.
Okay.
Because normally these people are super stoic, you know?
Right,
Ish, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was interesting because they were like, then we have to solve it like a musical. I think they actually said those words. And I was like, what is happening? She was like, well, see, in musicals, people sing when their emotions are heightened. So we have to heighten emotions. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was so, it was fascinating to hear, like, I guess, musicals analyzed as a vehicle of emotion, which I believe I agree with that, right?
Sure.
Like all that's right.
Yes.
And then to take that out of a musical realm and use it as the metaphor for actually having emotion.
Yeah.
Is really interesting to me.
Well, I always say that to my students about a musical, like the reason that they start singing is because they have nothing else to say.
Yeah.
So it has to burst into song, you know, the emotions of just speaking aren't doing enough.
Do you know the show Light in the Piazza very well?
Yeah, not well, but I know it.
There's a lot of, it's a musical that is not super poppy. It is written in a kind of a more like, on the spectrum of pop to classical, it's more
sure
on the classical side, yeah, right? And there's a lot of like, ah, kind of things. Like people literally just singing ah and singing on a thing. And I remember my friend Josh, when he heard the cast recording when it first came out, he was like, I don't understand why they're all just awing. Like, it's just, there's no words. They're just like doing this thing. And then he saw the musical and he called me and he goes, I get it.
Goes,
all they knew to do was look at each other and say, ah. And I was like, yeah. And it was just kind of this cool conversation we had about just like the way that if you're over emotional, if that's even not, sometimes you can't form necessarily coherent thoughts.
Yeah.
Like coherent syllables, even. Mm-hmm. It just kind of like if you're screaming in pain, you scream in pain.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. Hannah does it in traffic. If we're stuck, she'll start singing.
What does she sing?
So, like, if we're stuck in traffic, she loves, we talked about this the other day on here, that she loves to be early to school. So, if there's like a traffic jam getting into that turning lane to get to her school, she'll like be right next to me in the car and she'll be like, oh, why are all these cars going so slow? She'll just like sing.
I think that Hannah and I are the same person. I mean, you know me really well. Am I like far off of that? Because I feel there's a lot of...
No, you definitely on our road trip, if someone would cut you off, you'd be like, okay, Toyota, I see you.
I remember you turning to me and being like, why are you singing? I was like, just because I'm mad and I don't want to scream. And so this is the way that I can express that. Okay, I don't have a lot of time left, everyone, but I do have real news. Did you know that they found a fox dog hybrid?
A what?
Yeah, this animal, they found him, and it was actually half fox, half dog. It's the first time they ever found it. It did pass away, was hit by a car. It's very sad, but the point is that now we have fox-dog hybrids, and I want one.
Can't have one.
Well, you don't know that. You can have dogs. They figured out that one parent was a fox. I mean, foxes are foxes. And then, and I ain't give no fox, you know what I mean? And then the other animal was a domestic dog. They figured out it was a domestic dog. And so this domestic dog just went out and found a wild fox.